anniversary has come and gone. The sculpture christened with colorful wreaths, nearly identical to the ones left for the children when they were in stone. The foursome has retreated back into the reclusive cocoon of their families. They probably won't be seen until the next awakening day, assuming this is a tradition that continues. And how could it not? But there are others freed from the stone. It's impossible to forget the few days before the awakening, when other gray statues appeared in quick succession, leading up to the panic at the prom. Their imprisonments were, thankfully, considerably shorter than those of the children of Triton Park. They were pedestrians mostly, unfortunate and hapless victims. And then, of course, there were the promgoers, with only one known Iloco afflicted. And there was also one siren. Tavia Phillips was never a victim of her best friend Effie Freeman's Gorgon spell. But the day she awakened those who were, she set herself free too. She won't say so, not on the record at least, but the facts speak for themselves. One day, no one knew there was a siren living in Portland, and the next, we were grateful to have been wrong. Tavia's reluctance to comment come as a surprise, given the national attention her YouTube channel, Siren Speaks, has garnered. For the past year, she's gathered quite a following, speaking out on the alleged marginalization and systemic oppression she says sirens have faced. Soon, she won't just be a powerful voice in advocacy and activism. This month, we'll see the streaming debut of an original film made about the teenage siren and the day she saved PDX. While one would expect her to be enjoying the fanfare, Tavia intentionally appears to distance herself ahead of the release. To be fair, she recently graduated from Beckett High. For anyone who forgot, this firebrand is actually still a teenager, though any attempt at average would be a stretch. Perhaps she's focusing on summer freedom and college plans. Professor Heather Vesper Holmes of University of Portland, however, provides a much more likely explanation for Tavia Phillips to eschew the limelight of Awakening Day. Except for Tavia's, the freedom granted by Awakening was from a curse her adoptive sister unleashed. Professor Vesper Holmes says, she stares out from behind her wide desk, stacked with books and legal pads covered in layer upon layer of scribblings. The 30-something academic is hard not to take seriously. Much of her earlier research has been discredited, years of studying sprites under the hypothesis that they were capable of capturing children in stone. But Professor Vesper Holmes has the distinction of being the one to discredit her own previous work, briefly turning her academic attention to the Gorgon who was actually responsible. Now, with Effie Freeman nowhere to be found or studied, the professor has become the first in her field to launch contemporary research on Portland's beloved population of Iloco, prompted by one Iloco's involvement in Tavia Phillips's awakening. Tavia had to undo something her sister did. And while Effie the Gorgon, who didn't know she was a Gorgon at a time, when, to be fair, few new Gorgons actually exist, has been all but forgiven, she still chose to disappear. I think that's pretty traumatic for Tavia. It's a reasonable deduction, and Professor Vesper Holmes may be right. But if it's trauma, it's also just the kind of origin story you'd expect from a hero in the making.
Chapter 3. Naima. The first time I sat with Dr. Corey, it was only days after being awakened, and I opened up immediately, just to prove that I am still Naima Bradshaw. Whatever you think you know about what I can or will do, I promise you don't. I say sat with because it was not my first time seeing Dr. Corey. She's been my pediatrician all my life, but for the past year, she's also been my stand-in therapist based solely on the fact that she too is a Iloco, which...